And the world will be convinced that you have sent me. Church people are doing the same thing among the world that the world is doing. Going where the world go. You ought to go there, but you ought to represent God when you go. Participating in the same activity. Practicing the same kind of lifestyle that the world is doing with no shame. You ought to be ashamed of yourself once you name the name of Christ. Oh, say, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where did I stop? I'm convinced that you sent me. For they will see that you love each one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. When you recognize that God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. This is, well, I'm going to have to stop. I just don't run out of time. Not scripture, but time. Ooh, what does it mean to be one with the Lord? Brothers, sisters, friends, neighbor, church family. I appreciate every one of you. I thank God for you. But if I can't stand at this time, I've been at this church for over 30 years. If I can't give you the word of God in love, you know what I'll do? I'm gonna do like God said he would do about Abraham. You know what I'll do? I resign and let y'all have it. I would do it. Before I stand here trying to put on a show, trying to impress you that I'm some famous preacher, or stand here so intimidated that I'm scared you're going to disagree with what I say. I don't do either. With my much or none, a little, whatever kind of learning and education I have, I let none of that condemn me, because I've been called of God and I must fulfill my assignment. There's people, lies, and that's where you are involved. Depend on it, and I see it's working. Unless they get saved, there ain't but one other place for them to go. There's no suspension or suspended. You'll be suspended out there in space somewhere, just sort of floating around. You're either born again or you're not. You're either ready for heaven or you're not. And that's what we are preaching. That's why we are preaching. That's why we are teaching. So you can help other people you meet that I don't see. So you can show them the love of God. People's in trouble doing all this stuff. You don't. That's their problem. They haven't met the love of their life. Love lifted me. Love changed me. When nothing else could help me, love did it for me. Love did it for me. Took away the hate, the strife, the confusion, the intimidation, and everything. It gave me something to live for. Love did it. That I'm not afraid of black faces, white faces, mixing all in between. Every one of y'all breathe out just like I do. Every man that I know puts his pants on the same way I do. I don't care how many DDs he has behind his name or how many he doesn't have. That's not what it's about. It's good to get educated. It's good because we need people like that submitted to God, of course. But what I want to tell you, you can get all those things if you don't know Jesus. Then all it is wasted. Because the DD will burn in hell with you. PhD will burn in hell with you. And that's not to put down education. Then you just owe nothing. Don't get Jesus. You'll burn in hell. It'll burn in hell with you. But if you receive Jesus, you'll be joined to Christ. And you become one spirit with him. And his life will be your life. And his love will be shed abroad in your heart. The hate, the bitter, and all the stuff. And I know children are born in situation. It's just a hellhole. And it mocked their lives and scarred them. And they don't know how to get out of it. But I'm here to help you to get out of it today. How do I get out of this? Receive Jesus. Make him your Lord. Ask him, say, Lord, I need help. My God, you're looking at somebody I need. I'm born again. I still need help. And I'm so thankful that I have the helper on the inside of me. When the world, when other peoples and things say I don't count, it doesn't matter. He said, I love you, son. I love you. When I think I've messed up so bad, he won't even talk to me again. He said, come on in, son. I've been waiting for you to come. Anybody can, you can, do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, if you're out there, don't play game. If Jesus is not real in you, come on down to this altar. Let's talk to him. Hallelujah. You want to get out of the stuff that got you bound? Jesus is here to set you free. And I have time to minister to you the love of Jesus, the power of God.